This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Oh, it's a new week. Let's go. I feel like my eyes are very just tiny and beady because I ended up getting a little Dysport, which, if you're not familiar, by the way, we're just going to dive right into it. No guest. Just you and I. Let's get into it. So, if you're not familiar, Dysport is like a version of Botox. And I normally get Botox like every maybe like 6 months or something. And I felt like it was just, it wasn't really working as well. And after like even 2 months, I felt like my body was metabolizing it really fast. So I had her do Dysport instead. And I think it's a little too strong. I feel like my eyelids are, I need to like tape my eyelids up or something. They just feel so heavy and I don't like it. I also knew that I was starting IUI this month. And if I do get pregnant, then I can't obviously do any sort of injectables or anything. So I thought, you know what? Let's just get it done. But now I'm kind of regretting it because I feel like I can't see. Anyways, what else is going on? California had their taxes extended until October. So I'm just getting into my taxes and I want to vomit a la Vicky Gunvalson because it's just, you know, this is the good and the bad about having your own business, quote unquote, versus, you know, 1099 versus W-2. I used to always get money back and, last year and this year I'm having to pay and it's just so different. And like the tax, you know, like the write-offs and everything you can write off. And, you know, I heard the hack of getting your child on payroll. And as long as they're doing something for you and for the business, then you can pay them up to $12,500 and it's tax-free. And yeah, it's great. And I've had Piper on the show. I have her in photo shoots. So I'm like, hey, can I have her? Can I pay her as my employee? I'm like, shit, Piper's gonna have more money than me when... in the next few years. But yeah, so did taxes and now we have the house. So we had to split that up, which is all, it's all adulting stuff. So I took Piper, cause you know, Riley and I don't do taxes together. We do them separately cause we're not technically married and blah, blah, blah. So Riley took the house. I took Piper and, yeah, all very interesting. I'm curious, do you guys have like one tax person? Do you guys do it yourself? Do you guys go and sort of get different, not quotes, but have different accountants sort of like do numbers for you? Like what? I'd love to know what you guys do. Just getting into this whole game now. Also, today was my first day. So today's Friday. I'm recording this on Friday, but today was the first day of the IUI process. So I know I have been talking about this shit for way too long and I apologize, but whatever, it's my life and I'm just bringing you guys along. So, We finally decided to do it this month, and here's why. So I put a question box up on my Instagram, and because I went to the beach yesterday, and I just wanted to sort of like recenter myself, if you will. I like to go there once in a while. I mean, I'm only like 15 minutes from the beach, and so it's like nice to just be able to stick my toes in the sand and just sort of like listen to the waves just crashing and sort of take in nature and all of its glory. So I sat there, and it was in Laguna Beach, and there was like the seagull that like would not leave my side, and apparently it's like really good luck. And I was kind of freaked out at first because I was like, are you waiting for me to give you something? But it didn't. It just hung out with me the entire time, and it was very sweet. But I ended up putting up a question box on my Instagram, like an Ask Me Anything. And someone said, I know you talked on your podcast about timing with IUI and everything that happened with your sister. How did you decide now was the right time? And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. And so obviously you guys, if you guys don't know, I don't know, maybe you guys didn't listen to it, but my sister had a miscarriage last month, and it was just really devastating. And it was like a couple days before I was supposed to do my IUI procedure, and I just decided not to do it. It didn't feel right. And, you know, her and I were just both very, it was just like a really icky feeling and sad. And again, just like mourning the loss of what could have been and all the plans that we had of bumping bellies and all that. And so it was a really hard time. She ended up getting her test back. I don't think I talked about that, but she ended up getting her test back because they asked her if she wanted to test after she did the DNC. And she said yes. And the test came back that the baby would have had severe Down syndrome. And so once she got those results, it sort of just eased her a little bit in a weird way of like, okay, like this is why my body miscarried. This is why the baby didn't, you know. And remember, we had talked to Scott, and Scott said that the baby was not healthy and the baby didn't want to live a life. And, you know, the soul didn't want to sort of come to earth because it didn't want to suffer through the health issues, right? So she was like not that surprised, but it's still shocking, you know, to hear that, and really sad. But again, it sort of just like weirdly lessened the blow a little bit of like, okay, this is why it happened. And like, it wasn't her fault. You know what I mean? So anyways, after all that came back and we talked, and we talk incessantly. We talk 10 times a day. And so we had been talking through it, and she was like, honestly, do it. Like, this is the time. Piper's desperate for a little baby. Time is of the essence. You know, you're not getting any younger, and, you know, the age gap is just going to get larger and larger. And honestly, this could be one IUI of many. Who knows? Like, maybe it doesn't take. So she was just like, just do it. And so got her blessing. You know, Riley's always been super, super supportive about doing this. And so we decided, you know what, let's just do it. So today was the first day. I posted on Instagram as well. And I was sort of just going through the whole process. You basically you call day one of your period, and then they have you come in like day two or three. Then they do an ultrasound. You come in, you do a little urine test, you do a vaginal ultrasound, yes, while you're on your period, and they stick a massive ass dildo thing into you. And they basically are checking your ovaries to see if your eggs are resting. And then from that, you have to get an infectious blood panel. The infectious disease blood panel, and they test for HIV, HTLV, 1, RPR, which is a test for syphilis, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C antibody. So you're testing for all of that. You and your spouse both have to get tested for that. So that all happened for me today. And then he saw that I had plenty of eggs in my ovaries. In my left, I think I had 10, and then the other one, I think I had about 7. So he's like, I want to put you on a low dose of letrozole. which you can either choose letrozole or Clomid. And that basically is what allows the eggs to drop. So he's like, I don't want you to drop too many eggs because I don't want you to, you know, have like all of a sudden four eggs and then we can't do the procedure because that's just way too many. So he's like, we'll do a low dose. We'll see what happens. And then we can sort of, you know, if this doesn't take, then we can sort of up the dose or change to Clomid, etc. So that's sort of where we're at. So I basically take letrozole for 5 days. So I start it tomorrow. And then I have my ultrasound the following Monday. So let's look at the calendar here. So yeah, the 28th, I have an ultrasound at 6:45 a.m. And then depending on how everything looks, they may give me the shot right then and there. It's sort of like a booster shot. And then that basically will make me ovulate. And then the next day I bring in Riley's little sample and then they'll basically just turkey baster that into me. I put my legs up for 10 minutes and then go about my day. Not as sexy as, you know, a good old wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and then just go about your day. But you know, it's okay. You do what you got to do. Other questions I got was about IVF. Will I do it? As of now, no. I think it's just too invasive for my body and too much money. I don't know. I'm just not, never say never, but I just feel like as of right now, it's not something that I would want to do. And yeah, so that's where we're at. I'm excited. Someone said, are you ready? And I said 100% yes. And look, you know, God willing that I'm able to carry this child, but I think this time around I am in such a different place and I've talked about it before, but now that we're, you know, really, really like in it and taking the next steps, I almost got cold feet last night. I had a moment of like, holy shit, are we really doing this? But we are. And I am 1,000% ready. You know, the last time I got pregnant, it was such a weird time. Riley and I were only together for a year. So I feel like we barely knew each other. Now looking back, and we had just had the conversation of like, he didn't really want kids. And I'm like, surprise, we're pregnant. And you know, we weren't even trying. So I thought, oh my God, he's going to kill me. I thought my employer was going to kill me at the time because I was just like terrified and of, you know, of all of that and like what my job was going to entail and how that looked. I mean, and yeah, so like so many different, oh, hold on. Here's Riley. He just got his blood. Hi.
Yo.
How did it go?
Done.
Did you pass out? It wasn't that much blood, right?
I don't ever pass out.
Oh, all right.
I just can't look at it.
What?
I just can't look at it.
You little wuss.
It hurts.
It does not. It does not hurt.
And it hurts.
Okay, all right. Well, so that's done. So you got blood. You gave a little urine.
Yep, had no problem there.
Okay. And that's it. So then that's, by the way, your work here is done, my friend. Then the next piece of work is a good old time.
The hardest one yet.
Well, you still got some time, so you're good.
So yeah.
All right. I love you. Well, let me call you right back. And that, my friends, is the guy's job. I like how I don't even ask. I'm like, hey, do you want to be on the podcast? That's it. That's all they have to do. They have to get a little blood work done to make sure they do the infectious disease. They pee in a cup and then they basically jizz in a cup and that's it. And then the rest is all up to the woman. God. Being a woman, I tell you. Anyways, where was I? So, yeah, and then pretty much my entire pregnancy was just sort of incredibly stressful and for a multitude of reasons. And then obviously post-pregnancy was incredibly stressful as well. And so I feel like I just didn't really get to fully, fully enjoy that whole experience. And so this time around, not only are Riley and I in such a great place, obviously, like we're just, you know, we've now have 6 years under our belt, a child, and, you know, we've bought a home together. Like we're full blown in this. And we're just like tighter than we've ever been. Piper is so excited to have a sibling. I am now in a place where I don't have, you know, like my friendships and my family and the people around me. Like there's no toxicity. There's no, like, there's no stress factors that, obviously there's stress in life. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying like the big things, you know, that could like loom over me. Like I get to do shit the way that I want to do shit, and I don't have someone just like hovering over me telling me what I need to do and what I have to do and what I should be doing and just like suffocating me. You know what I mean? I'm good. I can do my thing and I can enjoy this and I can just fucking breathe. And I'm so excited to do it in this way. And I mean, again, God willing. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. And now we just sort of wait. I'm getting.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Good call. Hi.
You.
I'm recording on the podcast right now.
Oh, fun.
Say hi. Say hello.
Good morning.
But your skin looks so good. Like, I actually hate you.
No, are you kidding? Look, this is my next patch of, like, I need to get, I don't know, I think I'm going to have to go, like, get another, like, micro, I don't know, like, some type of peel.
Oh, like a laser?
Yeah, because this side got a lot better.
Yeah, but your skin is, like, dewy and tight, like, besides the scars, like,
I'm going to send it to you. I think it's this protein, the collagen.
Okay, which collagen is it?
I will send it to you on Amazon, and I'm noticing my hair, my nails, my face.
Like, you've been talking about it, but you've been fucking telling me you're going to send it to me. You don't send it to me.
Sorry. And I got Botox, and I feel like the Botox is like making me look like tight.
Okay. I just was talking about this. I got Dysport instead of Botox. Yeah. And I feel like I hate it. I feel like my eyes are so beady and heavy.
Well, it's also where she put it. She might have put it too low to where your thing, instead of like up here.
Where it's supposed to give you a lift. I think it's making me feel, yeah, just really beady and heavy. I hate it.
And you can't really like get rid of it.
No, you can't. And I thought, oh, I'll do it before, if I get pregnant, I can just.
Right. That way you can have one last.
One last little tightness, but no. Wrong choice.
Well, I wonder if you still could.
I don't think so. I'm not sure it's really. I mean,
we can ask Catherine how much Botox you can get. Maybe like it'll help counter, or maybe it'll.
Oh, you mean like right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
In 2 weeks, like.
Right. Before, right.
You do it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I was just telling them about the whole process. By the way, the letrozole thing.
Yeah.
Because he wants to put me in a really low dose. That way I don't produce like a shit ton of eggs. It says like multiple births are 5 to 10% of births result in twins. Less than 1% result in triplets or more. Birth defects. There have been several sporadic reports regarding individual cases of fetal abnormalities. I cannot speak.
Yeah.
But that's like normal.
How is that? Who's to say that?
That's what they're saying. They're like, they don't know if it was actually because of that or not.
Yeah, I don't.
And then side effects, approximately 10 to 20% of women taking letrozole will experience hot flashes. Other side effects include fatigue, joint and muscle pain, ovarian enlargement with signs of abdominal pain, ovarian cysts, which usually disappear. breast tenderness, headaches, bloating, nausea, mood swings. I've heard a lot of mood swings.
Right.
So here we go.
Okay, sister.
All right. Well, let me finish here and I'll call you right back.
Yeah. What time are we still doing, like 10:45, 11?
Yeah, 11. We're going to lunch, so we're just trying to figure this out. Should we just go to like somewhere local and not Laguna?
I mean,
Hurricane fucking Heidi or whatever her name is, Hillary, is coming. So
I know. So this may be the last time we see the pretty ocean.
The last time forever, because the fucking world's gonna end or what?
Because who knows what happens if it is a hurricane, that thing's gone.
The last time we had a hurricane like this was from the Great Depression. The fuck?
It's weird.
The world is ending and I'm over here trying to bring children into this world. Why, Natalie?
The future, because then they'll clean it up.
The future of the children. All right, I love you. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Say bye to the people.
Bye, peeps.
Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor or something. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume. They look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic sort of uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative award-nominated device that does just that. So instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit super easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing anxiety while breaking your habit. So the taste, for the first time you tried it, it's like, there's such good flavors, very fresh. It's very like well weighted. It's perfectly balanced and extremely fun to fidget with. It's also beautiful. It's real wood and it's a shape that you're gonna just absolutely love and feel cool using. I definitely love it. So stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breaking from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code HUMBLE to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume.com and use code HUMBLE to save an additional 10% off your order today. Head to tryfume.com/humble and use code HUMBLE to save an additional 10% off your order today. What else is going on? You guys are asking about... Oh, I want to talk about something really fast. I am... Okay, the whole... Let's just touch on this because someone asked me about the Bethany and Rachel interview. I'm going to have Sam on the show. He feels vindicated. He obviously has always been, you know, not Team Rachel, but Team Rachel, for the lack of better, you know, just to save us a whole conversation here. I have just so many thoughts on this. And again, I'm going to have him on to talk about it. And we'll really do a deep dive. But all I have to say is I'm so over this shit. Like, I am beyond over it. I don't care anymore. I'm tired of seeing it on my feed. It is exhausting. I feel like all of it's like a joke now. And it's like, it went from like, ooh, yeah, we've all had one. We've all had a, you know, a douche and cheat on us. And now it's just like, it's just so much. And it's like exhausting. And everyone just needs to like move on from it. And I feel bad saying that because I know she probably went through a shit ton of hate and like, you know, probably death threats and like just so much that she's gonna have to live with. But again, you know, she put that out there. And I know that there's a lot to discuss over that, but like, it's just too much. Even this is exhausting talking about. But I do want to talk about Real Housewives of New York for a second, because again, I am obsessed with the reboot. I think it's like a Sex and the City type vibe. And if you guys haven't watched it, please go watch it so we can just like talk about it. I love the girls. They're all so different. I think I love it because it's so light and fresh and like fun, and the fashion is there, and it's not heavy. I mean, the girls obviously divulge a lot of information about their past and they're vulnerable, and I love that part of it because I feel like we can connect with them. But it's just like, it's not heavy, serious drama. I think that this is what Orange County needs. Orange County needs a massive reboot. I just feel like it is exactly what, I don't know. I just feel like it's exactly what we needed. It's light and it's fun, and it makes you want to travel to New York. It makes you want to like live in New York and be one of them. I don't know. You want to be friends with every single one of them. Although Jessel, I just cannot stand. She's the only one it's painful to watch her. And I really hope that she can like reflect and watch back these episodes and realize what everyone else is telling her, that like, hey, the way you speak to people and the way you talk and say things really doesn't land well. I really hope she can like reflect. I think she's like a good person at heart, but this is really not making her look good. And yeah, I really hope. Erin is my absolute favorite. Oh my God, she's fantastic. She's kind of like the Carrie, but not like the Carrie. Brynn is like the Samantha, but not, you know what I mean? Like they all have, like, she's like sexy and everything is like fun and flirty and everything is like, I don't know. She's just great. Sai is awesome and fun and just like, you know, she's just been growing on me every episode. And Uba is fantastic. Just so funny and always coming in with the one-liners. She's so, so great. She's like just so fun. I feel like she is who she is through and through. And then you have Jessel again, which I just unfortunately is not my favorite. And then you have Jenna Lyons, which is, you know, this fashion icon. And I like her. I think she's great. I think she is who she is as well. And, you know, probably doesn't really mix with these group of women as like, these aren't probably her group of women that she normally hangs out with, but doing it for the show. And I think it's actually good for her to sort of, you know, step outside of her comfort zone. But I think she makes for great TV, and I love seeing her fashion styles and her, you know, her freaking penthouse and just all of it. Like, I love seeing their lifestyle. And then who am I? I know I'm missing one person. Who am I missing? Oh my God. Why am I missing someone? Oh my God. Who am I missing? Hold on. NY reboot. I'm missing somebody. Hold on. Uba, Jenna, Erin. No, that was it. That was all. Anyways, in love with them. Love what they're doing. I think they just totally knocked it out of the park. Anyways, guys, I am keeping it short this week. Sorry about that. But love you guys all. Thank you for being here, joining me on this crazy fucking hashtag journey of mine. And I'll keep you guys posted on how I feel. Hopefully Letrozole doesn't make me into a raging bitch. Or an emotional just puddle of tears. But I will keep you guys posted. Thanks again. And I will see you guys next week. Love you. Mean it. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.